Blog Talk Radio.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving.
You thought I was the devil.
The name of the Lord on tonight. The lyrics of the song say, you thought I was worth saving. Glory to God. See, some of us don't think we're worth anything. We don't feel like people have made us to feel like we're worth anything. We don't feel like our parents have made us to feel like we're worth anything. Our siblings, our spouses, glory to God, hallelujah. See, we looking for man, to people, hallelujah, amen, to understand our worth when we should be looking to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, when you look to God for your worth, you won't worry about, hallelujah, what people think you're worth. Glory to God. When you see the self-worth, hallelujah, amen, that God had for you, he thought, amen, so much of you that he gave his only begotten son that he shall die, hallelujah, for your sins. Glory to God. That's how much he loves you. He took the bullet for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody told me he went to hell so you wouldn't have to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the key to your salvation, the way, the truth, and the light. He thought you were worth something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you need to go back and let other people know, hallelujah, amen, you don't know what I'm worth, but I do. Glory to God, I'm worth his life. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm worth everything to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, and we want to welcome you tonight, hallelujah, to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. God, hallelujah, is truly good on tonight. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight simply for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way tonight as it always does. We want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you're doing in each and every last one of our lives. We want to magnify you tonight. We want to praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to come before your throne tonight on behalf of everybody under the sound of my voice. You know each and every one of our individual needs, and only you can supply those needs tonight, Lord. So we come before your throne of grace, your altar of mercy, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and we lay ourselves on that altar. Hallelujah, at your feet, Lord. Hallelujah, and we give our burdens and all our cares to you. Hallelujah, because we know that you can fix it. We know that you are a healer. Hallelujah, Lord. We know that you are a savior. We know that you are a forgiver. Hallelujah, Lord. We know, hallelujah, that you are a motivator. We know that you are a promoter, Lord. Hallelujah, amen. And we come before you right now. Hallelujah, and we give it all unto you. We glorify you. We praise you, Lord, because you thought we were worth saving. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, and amen. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, everybody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah, amen. We going to go, amen, tonight to chapter 22. Glory to God, hallelujah. Matthew chapter, hallelujah, 22 on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. And it's going to be called, we're going to read 1 through 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to title it on the last verse, verse 14. For many are called, but few are chosen. Glory to God. On tonight, hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we're going to Matthew chapter 22. We're going to be starting at verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Glory to God. And it reads, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, okay, let me stop and explain real quick. It said, Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables. Glory to God, hallelujah, and said. So what is they saying by parables, hallelujah? He's speaking, hallelujah. He's telling you one story to try to explain something. Hallelujah, amen. And lyricism, we call it metaphors. I'm using one thing to explain something else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hot like fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not on fire. Praise God. But I'm hot like I'm fire. It's a metaphor explaining, praise God, how I feel, amen, my career is or whatever the case may be. I'm hot like fire. I'm not actually hot, though. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need a fan. I don't need no AC. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm using one thing to describe another. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what Jesus is doing, amen, in this parable, in this metaphor. It said the kingdom of heaven is like, hallelujah. In other words, it's like, it's similar to what I am about to say. It's not what I'm saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not what the kingdom of heaven is. But this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. What I'm about to say is going to be a description of what the kingdom of heaven is like. Not what the kingdom of heaven is, but what it's like. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which was made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's saying a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Glory to God. And we know what a marriage is. Praise God. A wedding. Praise God. We've been to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's when somebody get married and he say amen. And you know, after the whole key to the marriage back then. Hallelujah, and instill in Jewish custom, because you got to look at this from the Jewish standpoint, because everything is written and said according to Jewish customs. Hallelujah, amen. The wedding was nothing more than a party. Glory to God, a party that would last for weeks on end. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you remember John chapter 2 describes a wedding. Hallelujah, praise God, the wedding in Canaan, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they ran out of wine. They wasn't concerned about the bride and the groom and what the dress and did they have the cake. They was worried about the wine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because a party ain't a party without the alcohol. So he's saying, amen, I had this party. Glory to God. And I had people invited to this party. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the people that I invited to the party, they didn't want to come. Glory to God. They didn't want to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, what is he talking about? Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, he was describing certain. So the certain king would be God. Hallelujah. The son, hallelujah, would be Jesus. It would be Yahshua. It would be Jose the Crystal. Hallelujah. Amen. And the people that were invited would be, hallelujah, amen, the Jews at the time, because that's who he's talking to. That's who he was sent to. Praise God. They wouldn't come. They ain't want to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So watch this. Hallelujah. Again, verse 4. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and all my fatlings are killed, and all the things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he sent different servants. Hallelujah. So who are the servants? The men and the women of God. Hallelujah. The men and the women that God has entrusted with his gospel. Hallelujah. To tell you, amen, praise God, you can get in this thing. Hallelujah. God is calling you. He sent out an invitation. Praise God. Amen. And it's an open invitation. Hallelujah. Amen. So you need to go and come. Praise God. Hallelujah. We the second round. So you went to one church. They told you something. You called one prayer line. They told you the same thing. You done went to another church, and they told you what the first two preachers was telling you. And here you come over here, and now we telling you what the same other people done told you. God said, hallelujah, you are called right now. This is your opportunity. Praise God. And this ain't the first time I've let you know. See, that's the key. This ain't the first time that I've let you know, hallelujah, that I'm having a party and that you invited. Hallelujah, amen. You're invited to this wedding. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. But watch this, hallelujah. In verse 5, but they made light of it. Praise God, they made light of it. It wasn't a big deal. Glory to God. A lot of us get the word of God. Hallelujah, and we get the word that it's time to repent. It's time to change our minds. It's time to give our heart and our lives to Christ. Glory to God. It's time to stop doing those things of the world, hallelujah, that we used to do, the things that led us into sin, the things that led us to strength. We need to give up that side piece. We need to give up, hallelujah, those side things. Glory to God, hallelujah, that, amen, God told us not to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it ain't like God got a whole lot. Hallelujah. Well, some of us got more rules for our children than God got for us, if you want to be real about it. Hallelujah. Amen. But let's read a little more. It says, but they made light of it and went their ways. Hallelujah. Praise God. They went their ways. And this is what we do when we leave church on Sunday morning, when we hang up the telephone after we get off these prayer lines. We go about our own way. Hallelujah. We heard the word. Praise God. Amen. We said amen to the word. Well, some of us shouted to the word. Some of us got slayed in the spirit to the word. We were laid out on the altar. Hallelujah. If you was on the phone line, you was laid out in your living room, in your bedroom, slayed in the spirit. The kids ain't know what was wrong with you. The door was locked. They couldn't get in. They thought you was in their bed or something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But as soon as the service was over, glory to God, we went our own way. Hallelujah. We went to do our own thing. Praise God. Well, look what he said. He said, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. So one went back to work. I'm going to go back to work. Hallelujah. Now, understand, I'm not saying, you know, when you get off the line, you can't go back to work. Hallelujah. But are you going back with the same mindset, hallelujah, that you're going to work with yesterday? That you went to work with this morning. Have you had a change of mind? Now you're getting ready for that great day that everybody keep talking about. Everybody keep talking about it. Everybody all on the social media, get ready. Even the people that ain't talking about God, they saying it's good. The world finna come to an end. They're going to have a nuclear war. Hallelujah. Any minute now, amen, we can wake up dead. Well, ain't nobody getting ready. Glory to God. Ain't nobody preparing for this day. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got to go to work as usual. Glory to God. We got to go about business as usual. Hallelujah. But we got to, amen, go with the focus. Amen. At any moment, God could come. At any moment. Glory to God. And not just that. Not just God could come. Hallelujah. Amen. Death could come at any moment. Hallelujah. We waiting on the world to end. People are dropping dead every day. Watch this. Their world came to an end as they knew it. Glory to God. They're in a different world now. See, I look at it differently. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. When they say the world, your world coming to an end. When I die, my world has come to an end. The world as I know it is over. Hallelujah. See, we waiting on the earth to explode. Hallelujah. Praise God. We waiting on nuclear warfare. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We waking up, waiting on the AIs to take over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can have a car accident. You could be in a plane crash. You can have a heart attack. You know, healthy people drop dead every day. I don't see the purpose. Sometimes I sit back, what's the use of getting healthy if healthy people are dying? Sick people living longer than healthy. Lord have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. But either way, you got to be ready. You just can't go back and do what you was doing and forget what you just heard. Hallelujah, because that's what they do. They make light of it. Oh, that was a good sermon. Hallelujah. He talking about you. Hallelujah. The pastor up there, and you sitting around sneaking out on your wife at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. I seen you at the Motel 6, and you sitting there. He got my number. That was me right there. I sure was. Thursday about 5:30, I was at that Motel 6. Oh, the Lord. Oh, the pastor got me today. He's stepping out on myself. But you still going back next Thursday. You ain't made no change of plans. Hallelujah. You went right back to doing what you was doing before the word came forth. You took light of what the pastor was saying. You took light of what the apostle was saying. You took light of what the elder was saying. You took light of what the missionary was saying and went on by your way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Glory to God. The ones that was left, hallelujah, praise God. The ones, see, some of them went back their way, and the rest of them killed the servants that God sent. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The rest of them killed the servants. Hallelujah, amen. That's why they give the warning, amen, not to put your mouth, hallelujah, on the men and women of God. Even if they in error, glory to God, they God's. Hallelujah. God is the one that will chastise them. God is the one that will judge them. But yet, hallelujah, amen, you want to talk down on them. You want to, hallelujah, assassinate their character. You want to kill them. Hallelujah. You might not kill them physically. Hallelujah. But you done canceled them. Ain't that what it's called? Cancel culture. Hallelujah, not a pews are empty because you done killed, hallelujah, somebody's ministry. You done dug up some dirt. And us, hallelujah, let me just stop right there. Us as men and women of God that follow the men and women of God shouldn't be so quick to turn our backs on them when they dig up some dirt. Hallelujah. Abraham, the founder of this religion, of all three religions, credit to him. Hallelujah. Muslim, Christian, and Jew. Hallelujah. It's all accredited to him. And he was a liar. Hallelujah. He was a doubter. He didn't believe God. Hallelujah. Praise. He obeyed God one way and disobeyed him another way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jacob was a shyster and a hustler. Hallelujah, amen. Walk around here, multiple wives, all these baby mamas. Hallelujah, David, hallelujah, was an adulterer and a murderer. Glory to God, hallelujah. So how dare we judge somebody when some dirt get dug up? Hallelujah, as if we ain't got skeletons in our own closet. Hallelujah. So they assassinate the men and women of God when they tell you, you got to get right. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to, it's almost time. We in the last days. Don't you know you in the last days? You don't know when your number going to be called. You in the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you over 50, 60, you in the last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You past 12 o'clock. The sun getting ready to set. Glory to God. We're in the last days. Hallelujah. How long you going to wait, hallelujah, to accept the invitation to come to this party? Hallelujah. That's all God asking you to do is accept the invitation. Not to assassinate, hallelujah, amen, the messenger. That's where the term comes from, don't kill the messenger, because every messenger in the Bible, they wanted to kill him, and they did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 7, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up they cities. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better watch when you put the people of God, hallelujah, on blast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God says, amen, vengeance is his. He said, touch my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. Glory to God. If you don't want to come, just don't come. If you don't want to do right, just don't do right. Jesus said, if you love me, you can keep my commandments. If you don't want to keep his commandments, just say that. Glory to God. Don't point out the fault in the messenger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the messenger never said that they was perfect. Hallelujah. They just said they was willing vessels. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8, then says he to the servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Hallelujah. The people who I invited wasn't worthy to come. Why wasn't they worthy? Because they took light of the word. Hallelujah. Warning comes before destruction, and they took light of the warning. And because they took light of it, hallelujah, the murderers was destroyed, and the ones that went about their way ain't worthy. Hallelujah, because they didn't even accept the invitation. So you got to accept the invitation. God ain't saying don't go to work. God ain't saying don't go to your merchandise. Don't go wash your car and clean it out. Don't amen, go, hallelujah, amen, shine your shoes up. Don't. He ain't saying don't do that. He's saying accept this invitation first. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't put that job before me. Don't put that thing before me, because I created the things. Never put the creation, hallelujah, before the creator. Hallelujah, praise God. So he said, they not worthy. Verse 9, he said, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye find, bid to the marriage. Hallelujah. So go to the highways. We say the highways and the byways. And as many people have come. See, it was already people on the list. Hallelujah. The Jews, in this day and time that this was written, the Jews was on the list. Jerusalem was on the list, but Jerusalem ain't want to come. So he say, hit the highway. Hallelujah. When you hit the highway, you going out of town. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because the ones in town don't want to accept the invitation, so I'm going to extend the invitation to people outside of the box. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Outside of the box. Because the people in the box ain't acting right, so I got to go outside the box. Hallelujah, because I got empty seats, and I want this place to be filled up. And if the people that are invited, hallelujah, amen, if they don't want to come, if they don't want to fill the seats, if they don't want to eat my cooking, glory to God, hallelujah, then I'm going to invite somebody else. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you know God is something like you are? When you extend an invitation to somebody and they don't want to come, then you be like, don't you know I can replace you? Some of y'all look at y'all mates sometime and they be talking smack and going in, and you look at them and go, girl, please, boy, please, don't you know? What we all say, I can have another one of you in a minute. Matter of fact, they'll be here in a minute. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. God's saying, amen, I done extended this invitation more than once. Hallelujah. And every time you make light of it and go about your way, you don't even accept it. Hallelujah. You don't even try to change. I don't even see what you're coming to church for, what you're calling the lines for, what you're listening to the recordings for, what you're watching the videos for, if you don't keep doing the same thing that you've been doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's the part. See, we talk all this stuff in church. Oh, we going to heaven, and them sinners, God help them sinners, and God, you need the sinners to come to Christ. And God say, hey, man, if they ain't got to come to me, I'm going to go to them. Because you think you there. Glory to God, but you putting on a show every Sunday. You putting on a show, glory to God, because you ain't made no changes. You got wardrobe. You got wardrobe for church. Glory to God. Your church wardrobe ain't your everyday. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they say clothes don't make the man. Hallelujah. Man make the clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if that's the case, glory to God, why you got to switch up on Sunday? Because you're putting on a show. You're putting on an act. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You invited, but you're not taking the invitation. You just coming to the meetings. I'll sign up one day. I just want to sit in on the meeting, see what y'all talking about. Y'all be talking about some good stuff. I'm going to sign up one day. I'm going to sign up. Glory to God. God say, I'm tired of asking people to sign up. I've been asking them to sign up. They done killed people that I sent to tell them to sign up. Hallelujah. Now I done hit the highway. I done went outside the box. Glory to God. And they done found many, many, hallelujah, that was willing to come, good and bad. Oh, Lord. The bad folks was ready to come. See, we look at the bad folks like they going to hell. Hallelujah. That's why I say people be tripping when I say, don't be shocked when you get to heaven and see who there if you get there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because I made the comment one time. I said a homosexual going to make it to heaven. And they said, what? Why did you say that? Because when they get the invitation, hallelujah, amen, praise God, they're willing to make a change to get, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. That dope dealer is willing to quit slanging dope. That stripper is willing to get off the pole. Hallelujah, praise God. That prostitute is willing to get off the block. Hallelujah, amen. In order to get in, I'll change if y'all, I didn't know I could get in. That's why I was doing what I was doing. That's why I was on the pole. Glory to God. That's why I was giving in to my lust. Hallelujah. That's why I was a homemonger. Out there sleeping with a different woman. Sometimes two a day, three a day. Glory to God. That's why I was out there hoeing, keeping my legs open instead of keeping. I thought, hallelujah, I might as well. Because I'm going to hell. Glory to God. But now I got an invitation. I ain't got to do these things no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hanging up my hook of heels. Oh, glory to God. I'm turning in my player's card. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I ain't got to do this no more. I done got the invitation. Hallelujah. So he done reached out to the good and the bad. And the bad said, I'll give this up if I can go to this party, if I can get to this wedding, if I can get in this marriage. I'll give it all up for God. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And they got the invitation and accepted it. They didn't watch this. It didn't say, hallelujah, that he sent them out more than once. See, with us, see, we think we saved. Glory to God, hallelujah. So we act like we ain't getting the invitation. I'm all, well, my name should be on the list. I mean, I did sign up 20 years ago. Glory to God, hallelujah, but what you holding on to that you ain't let go from 20 years ago? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. You went back your way. You just been coming to church. You just been coming to the meetings. Hallelujah, you just been wearing a jacket. Praise God, but you ain't really a member. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You are an honorary member. You just been coming a long time. But honorary don't count. Honorary ain't going to get you in. Hallelujah. You got to be in this thing. Praise God. You got to be certified. You got to be signed up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say good and bad. And the wedding was furnished with guests. So God sent the servants out. Now, I'm out here now. I'm one of the servants. I'm out on the highway, in the byway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the church folks ain't trying to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we're in the highways and the byways. Glory to God. Letting you know it's an invitation to a party. Hallelujah. It's an invitation to a wedding. The food already ready. Oh, glory to God. The food already ready. What does that mean? Heaven is already prepared. Hallelujah. Well, I already prepared this place for you. Remember, he said, I go, hallelujah, and prepare a place. He said, that's what's going on. It's prepared. I'm ready. But the problem is, you that's in this building, you don't want to come, even though I tell you every Sunday or every Saturday or every Friday to come. I don't care if you're going to a synagogue or mosque or a church or a temple. I keep telling you. I keep extending the invitation. Praise God. But it seems like you don't want to come. So now I done invited the prostitutes. I done invited the drug dealers. I done invited the LGBTQ. Glory to God. Now you got, oh, Lord, have mercy. But watch this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the wedding fool now, he done went out and got the sinners. Hallelujah, and the church full now. The wedding full, heaven full now. Glory to God, but look at this. It says, when the king came in and saw to see the guests, he saw there was a man which had not on a wedding garment. So there are some requirements. Hallelujah. See, that's the key. Hallelujah. You got to change some things. So you can't be, oh, Lord. See, when the king walked in, he noticed, hallelujah, everybody else had changed their clothes except one man. Hallelujah, praise God. Everybody else had changed their mind. Everybody else, amen, had repented. Everybody else, amen, had yielded to the word of God. Hallelujah. Everybody else. Except this one man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 12. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou to hither and not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. So he asked him, how did you come here and didn't change your clothes? How you snuck in here? With that on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's some security in here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. There's some people trying to sneak in. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the thing about it. That's the thing. People need to quit lying. Everybody want to go to heaven. Don't nobody want to go to hell. Nobody. I don't care what jokes you make, what skits you put on TikTok and YouTube. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't nobody want to go to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to change. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't look the same way you did. Hallelujah. Something inside you got to change your outward appearance. See, the wedding is describing the outward appearance, but God is talking about your inward. Oh, Lord. Because he don't care what you got on. Hallelujah. He care what you got in. Oh, Lord. Y'all didn't catch it. He don't care what you got on. He care what you got in. Hallelujah. He want to make sure you ain't in sin. He want to make sure you ain't in nothing you ain't supposed to be in. Glory to God. He want to make sure you are out of bondage. Hallelujah, that you are in salvation. He ain't worried about what you got out. He worried about what you done got in. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he say, how you snuck in here? It ain't changed your clothes. How you think you going to come in here dressed the way you dress? How you think you going to come in here, hallelujah, Deacon Jones, thinking you going to sleep with every woman in the church? Glory to God. How you think you going to come in here, hallelujah, amen, and think you going to still be the same way you was when you was in those streets? Glory to God. Hallelujah. How you think, praise God, you going to come in here, sister, trying to sleep with the pastor? Oh, no, no, no. We don't do that. How you think you're going to come in here with your schemes that you had when you was doing business, thinking, hallelujah, how we can make the church better, get more people in the pews, get the money up. How you going to come in here with that same thing you had on out there? Hallelujah. That same mindset, doing the same things you was doing. You're still lying. You're still cheating. You're still committing adultery. Hallelujah, amen. You're still not putting God first. All these things you're not doing. And you think you're gonna get in here? You done snuck in here? It's some security, hallelujah, in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And they making sure you dress the right way. So the king, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 13, hallelujah, amen, said, well, in verse 12, it said the man was speechless. He didn't respond. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of us, we ain't got nothing to say. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. For example, let me use me when somebody say, Elder, why are you still smoking cigarettes? I ain't got nothing to say. I ain't got no defense. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We out here doing things we ain't got no defense to. So the man is free. Why you in here? Hallelujah. And you still stuck in the ways that you was when you were in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. He ain't say nothing because he ain't have no defense. Glory to God. He has no excuse. Watch this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then the king said unto the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. For many are called, verse 14, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. So what kept him from being chosen? Not doing what God wanted him to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. How you done went through all this that God done put you through, and you still the same? How you still got a nasty attitude? How you still got a whoremongering spirit? You falling out on the altar every Sunday. What you doing? Telling the spirit, wait for me outside. I'll be back. Wait for me outside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So I say, I ain't letting you in like that. Glory to God. I ain't letting you in that way. I'm not letting you in, hallelujah, praise God, with those, you still doing the same. You're not even trying to resist. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you in somebody's wedding, glory to God, if you want to be in the wedding, you can't complain about the dresses. Hallelujah. They complain in private. Oh, she got us wearing these ugly dresses, girl. This dress is ugly. But they put it on because they want to be in the way. A lot of us don't like what we got to put on. Hallelujah. And we feel like we putting on. Oh, can I talk about it? See, Paul said, I put off the old man so I can put on the new man. But the problem is that term put on, that's what we feel like. I feel like I'm putting on a front. I'm not being me. This ain't me. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. God don't, oh, Lord, have mercy. You don't understand there's something wrong with you being who you want to be or who you think you, I think I'm the person that goes off on people. I think I'm the person that'll cuss you out. I think I'm the person that'll knock you out. I think this is who I think I am. But God said you need to put that off, glory to God, and you need to put on, hallelujah, who you are. Praise God, hallelujah, you need to put on who you are, and you need to wear it. It don't feel right. It ain't going to feel right at first. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord compared it to this. He said a person that ain't never wore a suit before got to get used to it. Hallelujah, praise God. See, this is who you is. You an executive. Hallelujah, praise God. You're not wearing gym shorts and a t-shirt to work. You wearing, hallelujah, amen, slacks and a dress tie, amen, praise God. You wearing suits, amen, praise God. Ain't no casual Friday for you, praise God. But you got to get used to these clothes. Hallelujah. And as soon as you pass that mirror and see yourself in that suit, Hallelujah, praise God. You feel like, hallelujah, somebody different on a Sunday. Hallelujah, praise God. You feel like you're somebody different when you're dressed up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God say he wants you to embrace that. He wants you to put it on and he wants you to embrace it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like everybody else in here is. Glory. Don't be the one man that gets put out. Don't be the one, hallelujah, that does not, hallelujah, amen, yield to the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. These people were out there in the world, in the highway. Hallelujah, amen. And it took one word. Hallelujah. But the ones that go every Sunday, hallelujah, ain't got it. Been going to church 50 years and ain't got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to do the math. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been going to church 20 years. Hallelujah. Amen. It's 52 Sundays a year. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got it yet. But God go out there in the streets. Hallelujah. Spit one good word and they come running, changing their clothes, changing their ways, changing their mindset. Glory to God, because they say, I can get in now. It sucks for you. It sucks for you, glory to God, hallelujah. But I'm going to hear you to the word of God. You may not get in, glory to God, but I thank God I'm getting in. Hallelujah. I can't feel sorry for you because you missed your spot, because you got the warning. God told you. Hallelujah. He sent servants to tell you. But you didn't want, hallelujah, amen, come. Mm. And the ones that didn't come want to change their clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm. Let's not be the ones that did not accept the invitation. And let's not be the one that accept the invitation but don't want to change our way. Glory to God. Don't lose your spot. Hallelujah. Don't lose your spot. Don't get put out. Glory to God, because you don't want to do what God told you to do. Hallelujah. Don't lose your spot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He say, for many are called. Praise God, but few are chosen. You can only be chosen if you show up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you show up and do what God tells you to do. Because the man showed up, but he didn't dress the way God wanted him to dress. He didn't put on what God wanted him to put on. Hallelujah. And because he didn't put it on, he got put out. Oh, Lord. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get put out. Hallelujah. I don't want to make it all the way and do everything I think I'm supposed to do just to get put out, because it's something I don't want to change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is saying tonight it's time to make that, hallelujah, change. It is time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't came to that point of repentance in your life where you change. Glory to God. Tonight is the night. The invitation has been sent out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is RSVP, but it's up to you to accept the invitation tonight. You are being called tonight. Glory to God. You are being called, but it's up to you if you get chosen. Glory to God. It's up to you to heed the word of the Lord. Glory to God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for his word. We thank God for God being who he is, and that's God. Hallelujah. All by himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. Father, we thank you, amen, that many are called, but few will be chosen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, bless us to heed the word of your servant. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah, to accept that invitation. Hallelujah, to change our ways. Hallelujah, to repent of our mind. Hallelujah, Lord, so that we can follow you. Hallelujah, so that we can make it in. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in, we truly hope that the word has helped you in some way, shape, form, or fashion on tonight. Don't get left out. Hallelujah. Amen. Of the party. Don't be the only one not to accept the invitation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The invitation is out there. Hallelujah. To accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, allow him to come into your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And change you from the inside out. Hallelujah. He will change your mind. He will change your heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you allow him to do so, praise God. But you got to be willing to give up some things on tonight. You got to be willing to delete some numbers from your phone. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to give up some friends, glory to God, because they ain't good for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to be willing tonight to wear what God tells you to wear. Oh, glory to God. I'm talking about in the spirit. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God on tonight, amen, for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in, hallelujah, on tonight. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line. If anybody out there has a testimony or a prayer request on tonight, the phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody on the line on tonight, everybody on the live. Hallelujah. Shout out to Low Kid About 986. Thank you for your follow. I'm going to shoot you a follow back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, my brother. Amen. Can't pronounce that name. Hallelujah. But we thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For everybody out there on, praise God, TikTok on tonight. Amen. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and put it in the comments. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be on at least 5 minutes after we close up the phone line. Praise God. And we will put those prayer requests, hallelujah, on the throne of grace on tonight. So if you got a prayer request, feel free to write it in the comments on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. Praise God. Is Apostle Curry online on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, my brother. Amen. I enjoy the word of God on tonight. Amen. Just wanted to encourage the saints of God. Amen. Pay attention to what the Lord is saying in these last hours. Amen. Don't lose your spot. Amen. And make sure that you keep your wedding garment clean. Amen. And recognize that we can't get in without it. Amen. So I just encourage everybody tonight to take heed to the word of the Lord, because if you don't want yours, God, go out and get somebody else, amen. Like we always say in the church, you don't want no rock to take your spot, amen.
Come on.
So, amen, let us give God the praise while we can. He done been too good to us. Come on here, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
So, let's take heed to the word of the Lord that was spoken on tonight. Peace and blessings to all. Amen. Back in your hands, Elder. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Apostle Curry. Praise God on tonight. Amen. If you missed the message on last night and the message on Saturday, we encourage you to go to the archives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And look up, amen, the message from Saturday and the message from last night. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Curry gave a dynamic word. Hallelujah. On both days. Hallelujah. We encourage you to go back and listen to it. If you know how to get in touch with me, hallelujah, and you don't know how to get to that word, amen, I will send it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can also check my Facebook page. Hallelujah. Amen. As well. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All our blog top listings are on there. And don't forget, amen, praise God, to look in the archives on Blog Talk Radio for the comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look it up in the archives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For Morning Glory, he has some messages on there. Hallelujah. That will encourage you and help you get through your day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we encourage you. Amen. Make sure you look that up on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing at this moment. Hallelujah. All the moves that God has been making. Hallelujah. God is truly a good God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just want to give him all the glory and all the praise on tonight. Amen. Before we get out of here on tonight, amen, does anybody have any testimonies, any prayer requests before we go? Once again, if you're out there on TikTok, hallelujah, if you got a prayer request, you can write it in the comments. Amen. We will pray over your prayer request on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. And be blessed with the word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We will be back online on tomorrow night with the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to call in and tune in. Same time, same channel. If you're out there on TikTok, it's 9 o'clock Central Time is when we go live. 9 o'clock Central. It'll be 7 o'clock Pacific and 10 o'clock if you're on the East Coast. The prayer line will be live tomorrow night. Praise God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just going to go ahead and go and get us out of here on tonight. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for everybody that called in and tuned in. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you for the invitation. And Lord, bless us not to lose our spot. Help us to keep our mind on you. And we praise you in advance for everything that you are doing in our lives. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us who we are. Come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself and everybody else on the line, we love each and every last one of you. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayer and to see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide.
I'm just making you respect respecting every African special gift of the morning. God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been all the crew. Remember, so the end of no for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the ever Christ. Bust the place.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here, go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Your mama sent me victory.
that. I love that.
Come on. Here I am.
Come on, come on.
Here I am.
Come on, come on.
Here I am.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Words from my mouth. I love.
People of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody. say it tonight.
Somebody tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
have been said, but you are the living word said now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Praise and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
Yeah.
What you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hand.
Don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Ah, for there's a friend named Jesus.
For there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe every tear?
Who will wipe your tears away?
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and
lift your
come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my
no
way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in
you. Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take this.
Jesus, I can take.
I really love you, Jesus. With him.
With him, I know.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Listen.
Sometimes the tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
I'm nowhere to
remember, remember,
down.
Remember, there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Hey, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I.
Hang on, joy is coming, I know
it. No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I
can take it. With him, I know.
With him, I know.
I feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
No matter what.
Yeah. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can make it.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah
may come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can make
it. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah
may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in
hallelujah
your hands.
Come on and stand with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what
hallelujah
may come my way.
Hallelujah. I know I can take it.
Jesus,
oh, Lord, I'm feeling all in my spirit right now.
I'm
feeling it. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going
through,
His grace and mercy do it for me. He loves you.